Welcome, folks, to another edition of Republic Broadcasting Network here at www.republicbroadcasting.org. I am your guest host, Maggie Rose, and this is Chris Brumbles is on with us as a guest again today, and we also have a very special guest by the name of Jason. In just a moment, you'll be able to remember who this is. This is today's date, March 17, 2023. We are coming to you live here from RBN, which is the real news, the real talk, and the real people, because, folks, you can handle the truth, and that is why you're tuning in here internationally to RBN. Jeffrey Bennett, this show is Monday through Friday, from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 Eastern, and it's called The Edge of Darkness. Now, right now, I'm doing this show for Jeffrey on Mondays and Fridays indefinitely until further notice, and he is still with you Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I just got off the phone with Jeffrey a little while ago, like about 20 minutes ago, literally coming back from my VA appointment, and he said things are going crazy with the banks right now with money. And folks, my recommendation is you get whatever money that you can out of the bank. You only leave enough in there to pay for your bills. And there's some other things you can do with your money to make sure that you can get the most bang for your buck. I would not keep all your money in paper cash. Okay, one of the things, as you all know, Jeffrey Bennett is doing is he sells gold and silver commodities. And I strongly recommend that you contact Jeffrey Bennett if you have any concerns or questions or anything like that, and he can educate you as what is going on a day-to-day basis. Now, folks, you all know I've been doing radio here now for about 28 years. I started with Republic Radio International out of Battle Creek, Michigan. And Jeffrey Bennett and I first became acquainted with each other through Republic Broadcasting again a few months ago. And it is really a pleasure to be with a network that is so family friendly and that is as ethical as RBN is. And you all know how I feel about certain things going on in the world right now, but we want to make sure that we give you all the pertinent, up-to-date information that's going on, because many of you have told me that you do not have TVs, many of you don't even have radios, and some of you rarely ever use the internet. So you have to go to some source where you know that this information has been vetted and is accurate. Now, I've been trying to get in touch with somebody just recently who I have known for years, ever since the Lavoie Finnegan Maurer situation in Eastern Oregon, where then Governor Kate Brown said that all of us talking about sovereign rights, talking about Second Amendment, talking about land rights, talking about the Bible, talking about the Constitution, that she called us all a virus and said she did not want that virus spreading from county to county. So she gave the instructions to the mercenaries from BlackRock and from the FBI and her state troopers to take down the Bundys and Lavoie Finnegan at all costs, whatever it would take. And that's exactly what they did. And you know, the other day, another young man was traveling in Farmington, Utah. His mother's been battling with the police there regarding her sovereign status. And her son, 24-year-old Chase Allen, is a law student. And he was pulled over because he didn't have what they considered the proper license plate. They tried to yank him out of his vehicle. His gun fell out of the holster onto the floorboard. The cop let go of him rather than pulling him out of the vehicle, screamed gun, 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 and they opened fire with over 12 shots being shot into Chase Allen, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, this sounds very much like what happened with Lavoie. It happened very much with my friend Mr. Cooper many years ago. Many of these law enforcement people are ill-trained. They're emotionally strung out, and they're basically, from what I'm seeing, a lot of them are not getting the proper training, or they're overreacting.
That's the training.
That is ingrained
in the training.
If you're
gonna fire your weapon, you shout gun, 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 gun. That is the training.
Right. So, folks, I want to welcome Chris Brummel. Chris, thank you for coming back on again. And now you've met Jason. Jason was one of our political prisoners during the entire Lavoie situation. And I'm going to be sitting back and pretty much having the two of you men have what we call a bull session today. So this is a surprise for the listeners. I'm going to be having you and Jason doing a bull session here on the topics, Chris, that you brought up. Jason can very much relate to 99.9% of what you're going to be sharing with us today. So it should be a very good conversation. We will not be taking any callers unless Chris and Jason state. Jason, I didn't give people your last name. I didn't know if you wanted them to have your last name or not.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, there you go, folks. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you too, Jason Patrick. And you know what? As a political prisoner, if anything, you can relate so much to what our J6 political prisoners are going through right now in D.C. In fact, they're being tortured, I understand, even as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, it's no fun being on the other side of the government entities that believe they rule the planet. So.
Right. So, Chris Brummels, would you like to please open up and share with people?
Sure. Thank you for having me on again, and thanks for the big surprise again, Maggie. Just kidding. Jason, do you know Todd Engel?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy. I don't think I've ever met you, but we just saw him. My wife and I had lunch with him not too long ago up in Idaho. But I want to tell you, I wanted to go over there so bad to Mal. You were Mal here too, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the time, I was an Oath Keeper. I was leadership, and I was told to stand down by the glorious Stuart Rhodes, who is a moron. But that's another story for another day. But anyways, since you've been involved in this, I wanted to talk a little bit about J6, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So I've been doing a little research in that there was a J6 trial. They're going after the Proud Boys this time. And the FBI, believe it or not, was caught concealing evidence. Politico reports that Assistant U.S. Attorney Jocelyn Valentine, she's supposed to be supervising the case for the Department of Justice, she acknowledged a likely spill of classified information. Can you imagine that?
I mean, how many times do they got to get caught before anything happens? Yeah, I can imagine it. It happens every time. Nobody cares. Nobody will do anything, and they do it again. I mean, they don't care. They know they can do it with impunity, and they will do it again. They'll do it tomorrow to you, and nobody cares. So
absolutely. Well, she had particular concerns about a message sent to a special agent by another special agent who works only on covert activity, believe it or not. And
they sent on links. They sent it on links.
Yep.
They didn't even disclose the links system to us.
Right.
Was it working then? They'll bury it. Like, I've already asked my attorney, hey, where's links in our discovery?
Right.
Does links exist? or did they pull it out of the ether? Because I can't believe that either. It had to be there in some form.
Uh-huh. Well, he told this guy to go in there and erase any proof that he worked on, that he was at J6 and or had anything to do with this Proud Boys case and all this other stuff. And of course you saw the videos that came out, I'm sure, by Tucker Carlson.
Nope. I know that they came out, but no, I didn't watch them as of yet.
Oh, man, you gotta see them. You gotta see them. They Tucker Carlson brought the truth
out. I really don't gotta see them. I've already lived it.
right. But you were, obviously weren't at J6 though. But Chuck. So Tucker Carlson came out and showed some videos. Remember that Viking guy with the shaman or whatever they Q shaman or whatever the hell they call it. Excuse my language. Held him. Yeah. He was being escorted around the Capitol by 9 armed Capitol police and opening doors for him and letting him prop his feet up. But the guy's doing 4 years in prison now. Is this amazing? Well, it's funny because I've got some information that's going to piss everybody off. So Toomer has already come out and he was saying on the Senate floor that Tucker is lying. You don't believe your eyes. Those videos are a lie. He cherry-picked them. What the heck were they doing with all their videos that they played over and over for a year or two? The video's coming out. But when we jump down to see why did they have to have a January 6th? Well, there was two motions that were legal and constitution under the and constitutionally recognized procedures that would have paused the certification of these votes. They needed to halt the process by creating a crisis so they could kick in an emergency, which removed their detractors from the record, leaving no standing for the courts. If these guys would have got their votes in, they would have had standing to go to the Supreme Court and have this last election fraud investigated. But since they shut it down, they were able to come back. Pelosi kicked in emergency rules. She threw out all the rules, and she put in special emergency rules, in which the only job was to expedite the certification. This was a big false flag, kind of like I think you guys got pretty messed over too. You saw all the things the FBI did in your case.
Here's what I want to know.
Yeah,
you're talking about guys who went into the United States Capitol,
right? Our help.
I was in the middle of nowhere in the middle of nowhere near, but 30 miles from Burns, 30 miles from anything, and they shot a dude.
Yeah.
And no one cares, right? No one, nothing happened. They got Estoria went on trial. All of the FBI guys lied. The jury said we know who's lying. We just don't know who. And nothing happened. Somebody knows who's lying. Somebody in the FBI knows exactly who's lying. So they're not the good guys. They've never been the good guys. And so I'm not surprised by any of it. I think Stewart, and Stewart didn't go there for January 6th. He gave a stand down order there, probably just like he's given it everywhere else, but he's still going to go to prison, just like
he's in prison, I believe. You know what's funny is I had Stewart on my radio show. I had a radio show called Trigger Warning. I'm going to bring it back eventually, but I got kicked off because it was election year, and I was getting too many, I was getting too many people listening to me. So they had made up an excuse that I had to go because somebody's going to pay them more. But I had Stewart on there about 2 weeks before he got arrested. I couldn't believe he came on the radio, and I'm thinking, didn't you just get pulled over by the feds in the middle of town? He goes, yeah, and that's it. I can't believe you're on the radio, Stewart. I mean, everything you're saying, they're going to record. They're going to use it against you.
Here's the thing. Here's the crux of the whole entire thing. Yeah. Is this the United States of America?
It is, my friend.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It isn't my house.
The United States of America, me and Stuart Rhodes have rights. We don't have rights. That's a fallacy, a fabrication, and phony. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to anybody else. This is not the United States of America any longer, I promise you.
Well, we're going to make it the United States of America no matter how long it takes. I believe that in the end, the American people will rise up like they always have. It's not the first time that we've been screwed. But just interesting things about these FBI and this J6 thing, they concealed any race evidence. They have proof now. They thought they erased it from the Lynx program, but they just put it into like some kind of secret folder, and the defense attorneys found this. They had orders to destroy evidence. Evidence describing a superior order to destroy 338 items of evidence. Who's the real seditious conspirators here?
Bro, they killed a cowboy who was at a sit-in.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Like, the J6 thing is political, right?
Right. You don't think that Harney County was political?
I mean, sort of, but it was a sit-in. I was there, right? I was actually there the whole entire time. I was the first one in and one of the last ones to leave. I couldn't leave last for some pretty outstanding mitigating circumstances that I'd rather not get into.
Yeah.
but the first one there, the last one to leave, it was a sit-in where we talked about the Constitution and said, by the way, this is America and we have rights. Yeah. And they said, the hell you do. And nobody said boo about it.
And I tell you, I've seen the videos of you guys actually cleaning up and fixing the place. And then they come out with what they said you did, like $4 million worth of damage. I can't remember the exact figure, but millions of dollars worth of damage. What a joke. But
yeah. Listen, I still got restitution. I promise.
Oh, so you didn't get completely cleared?
No, I went to prison for 2 years.
I know. I mean, so did Todd Engle, but he got out. He got out, and they cleared his name.
Right. So nobody knows, and nobody, like I said, bro, nobody knows, and nobody cares.
Yeah.
We've pulled a hero story out of it, and then we glom onto the hero story. Nope. I'm the guy who lived. I was there with Lavoie. I went in first. It was a sit-in. There was no malintent in any way, shape, or form to anyone. At least not by me. Different people do different things, so whatever. But yeah, we didn't. Everybody didn't get acquitted. Nobody. We didn't all go home and sing "Kumbaya." Like, yeah. I mean, there's people that Trump it to this day that were at Mallier that said we all got acquitted. They pissed me off.
Yeah.
I didn't acquit it. I still pay restitution, right?
Oh,
I try not to get pissed off anymore because life's too short, right? You want to know what you do? Make the government irrelevant.
As far as I'm concerned, they are irrelevant. They've already made themselves that way. But, so are you allowed to say what the restitution is, or do you want to say what the restitution is?
Yeah, the restitution is where they said it costs millions and millions of dollars.
No, I mean, are you allowed to say how much you have to pay?
Yeah,
or
I owe 10 grand. I had to pay 10 grand. I still owe almost eight.
Eight grand.
I just filed the tax return. They took every bit of it to apply to the restitution. And I'm like, I paid $20. I was paying $20 a month.
And of course,
according to them,
you don't have any gun rights or anything else, right?
Yeah, I'm a felon for having. Listen, all I was there was for constitutionally protected speech. I was exercising my First and Second Amendment at the same time, right? I carry. Yep. Right? Yep. I have the Second Amendment to carry, so I carry. And I have a First Amendment to speak, and so I speak. So I went there to speak and carry. And that was all. It was a sit-in.
You know, sitting here, unfortunately, I live in Columbia County, which our county is pretty red, but we're right next to Multnomah County, so they hate our guts. They're doing everything they can to try and turn us over to blue. But I mean, we had a guy murdered. We had a conservative murdered right downtown Portland. You know, Proud Boys, or not Proud Boys, Joey Gibson's guy. Patriot Prayer, that's what they were. Had him murdered, had Lavoie murdered, had, you know, and you hear about what? 10 seconds on the news about this stuff. And then,
listen, hold on. Yeah. Those are two completely different things, because one guy was murdered by a citizen that's angry about political arguments. The other one was murdered by the government for doing constitutionally right. protected stuff.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't think the guy was downtown was murdered by a citizen. I mean, he was Black Lives Matter. He was Antifa. And I think it was totally planned and premeditated. And UTT went over that video. I mean, it's all part of the same thing. The sick corruption in this country. These Antifa were working with the Democrats. And of course, I've got a letter from Kate Brown, send it to the White House asking them to murder you. Of course, she didn't say it that way. She said it disguised, but basically it was like, I want this to end now, however we have to do it. And basically it was a contract, I think, in my opinion.
But those guys are employed.
Right.
I mean, they're documented. They have names on their shirt. Everybody that was there had a government bought name badge on their actually they didn't have name badges. They took them all off. The State Patrol didn't even know the FBI guys' real names. They testified about it in court. Nobody cares. Your constitutional rights don't exist, bro. I'm gonna tell you right now. I've lived it. I know. They do not exist. They're not real. They're a figment of your imagination, and we like talking about them because it makes us feel good. But
I say it all the time. We don't have constitutional rights. We have natural born rights, and they do exist to me. And I will fight to the death for them, just like I'm sure you will. But they can't. I mean, what we got is tyranny. This is tyranny. You got the government lying to us. You got the government hiding evidence, and it's happening over and over again. I don't know what to do about it. Do you?
Well, you know exactly what to do about it. She said you're a Second Amendment advocate. The problem is you won't do it.
Oh, that's not true. He will do that.
He will, maybe. What will it take? Like, how bad, like, how many people have to die? How many innocent people have to die at the hands of these quote-unquote tyrants? Like, honestly, I want to talk about it hypothetically because I've been there. And, you know, what I realize is, I'm going to give you the long and short of it. If I would have been in the truck with Lavoie, had I been in the truck, by God's good graces, I'm not in the truck with Lavoie. Because I've already had enough experience with the assholes with guns that she said there's something wrong with the training. And she said this kid got shot because they drew their weapon and said gun, gun, gun. You know how many times that happens and there's not a gun anywhere in sight? It's in the training of these officers. If you draw your weapon, you better shout gun, 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 because it's going to be recorded. And the only way that you can get acquitted is if you say that you believe there was a gun. So it's in the training. If you draw your firearm, shout gun, 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 even if there is no gun.
And, you know, Chris, he's right about that, because you know somebody that I know whose initials are MF. And this person,
I believe it's. You're also taught to say that they were in fear of their life, whether they were or not. And once they say that, they're pretty much acquitted.
And she said, MMF said, when she was in training up in Portland, and you know who I'm talking about, Chris, outstanding woman hunter. When she was in training, she was going to the police academy, and they were actually telling them how to actually put throwdowns. Do a throwdown and how to set it up to make it look like the person was guilty when they weren't. And you know, and I know, and I don't know if Jason's aware of this, but when Shauna Cox was released out of jail, the first person she called was me. And JC and I jumped in the car and went up there and got her sister and her, Holly, put them in a hotel that we paid for, transferred them to another hotel we paid for, and we were upstairs looking on the computer in adjoining rooms with John Capel of ABC News. And all of us saw the original footage that the FBI spliced later, where they cut out the section where we actually saw an agent walking across the road, climbing up on the snowbank, chambering the weapon twice with his right hand while he was carrying the weapon in the left hand, walk over, and we saw him plant it on Lavoie. And then when they realized that we saw that, they spliced that out of the original drone footage, okay? So these cops are taught to illegally put throwdowns to make it look like a person had a weapon when they did not.
Well, here's the lot of difficult stuff here, and so I want to navigate it calmly and slowly. First of all, when Lavoie got pulled over, he basically said as calmly as he could, given the circumstances, and they'd already shot at Ryan Payne, who was getting out of the truck. So they've already fired on Lavoie. And he basically said, listen, you can follow me to the sheriff. It's like, you can come with me, follow me to the sheriff. You can arrest me there, but otherwise shoot me. But we need to get on our way. And the next radio transmission testified to in court, the next radio transmission to State Patrol is, we're going to have to shoot Lavoie. That's testified. It's in the open record.
That was on the radio?
Yes, it's in the radio it's testified to in court. It's in the transmission. They said, when he said, Gutley, you're going to go with me. You can shoot me now. Otherwise, let's just go meet the sheriff. And he calmly is going, right? And they radio ahead. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to kill Lavoie. Why do you have to kill Lavoie? They didn't do anything. He said, come with, like, okay, there's a sheriff over here. You can arrest me there. Let's go talk to a sheriff. I don't know. These guys they're not in any insignia. They're basically in blacked out vehicles. They have no uniform insignia, nothing. There's nothing to identify a single one of them. It's basically a Shanghai from random. It can be any random dudes. That's against the law, by the way. That is against the law.
Yes.
Right? So you don't have constitutional rights. They break the law with impunity. And then say, oh, he didn't give up to a group of thugs on the side of the road who claimed they were cops. Shoot him. But at the same time, real cops in real life got a freaking hard job, right? But when you're espousing the Constitution, you basically, I was there. Listen, remember when he sat under the tarp? I stood by him all night long. I stood right there next to him and said, hey, you know, I believed the cops were going to come there, and if he had a warrant, they were going to take him away in handcuffs, right? He said, okay, if you got a warrant, come get me. I'm right here. I packed my stuff. You can come get me. I'm right here. Everything is sleeved. He's got all of his gear ready to be hauled away. You know, he says, listen, I think I got a warrant, so... If I do, I'm going to go. I'm like, okay, I'll be here with you. If you're cold, I'll get you something. If you're food, I know you're going to sit here all night because you're a man of your word. So I'm going to sit here next to you.
Yeah.
Listen, he's in a rocking chair. I went down and got him a rocking chair so he didn't have to sit on the cold snow. So he gave up. At that point, he gave up. They didn't want him. They didn't have a warrant. The warrant was folk. They wrote the warrant after they killed him.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely true. And, you know, when I called up Chris, I was going to try to share with you, Chris, and I was at my doctor appointment this afternoon, so I wasn't able to. But I called Farmington, where this young 24-year-old Chase Allen was murdered by cops the other day. And I spoke to the city manager, because the mayor is only part-time. And the city manager was laughing, trying to tell me that Lavoie got what he had coming to him. And then he goes, well, he said, isn't he a polygamist? And I go, what? He said, well, he's from Colorado City. And I said, he's not from Colorado City. He goes, well, everybody from Colorado City is a polygamist, and I live here in Utah. And I go, are you LDS? And he goes, yes, I am LDS. And I said, then you ought to know better. So there has been this misconception put out through the news media, according to the city manager of Farmington, Utah.
Misconception?
He said, this misconception that the media is deliberately putting out misinformation, and this guy who's LDS, who's the city manager of Farmington, Utah, is telling me that he personally believes that I had become radicalized. He asked me and my husband, when, Maggie Rose, were you radicalized? When did that happen?
Yeah,
I said, I never was radicalized. I said, what they did to Lavoie was outright murder. Now, my question I have for you, Chris, you had another couple topics you wanted to bring up. Can you share that with Jason and I?
I'd like to hear Jason talk more. I'm learning quite a bit of stuff from him already. I didn't know.
Okay, so Jason, can you share with Chris, because Chris can always come back on another Monday or Friday, can you share with Chris and I the details of why when I last saw you, Jason, I gave you a $100 bill to help pay for groceries for you guys, and I left because I was only there, what, 2 or 3 days, and LaVoie was murdered, what, 3 days after JC and I left. Can you share with us how it is that this guy managed to get Buddha, we call him Buddha, his name is Brian, to get Buddha and Ammon Bundy in his vehicle, and Shauna and Veronica ended up in the vehicle with LaVoie and Ryan Payne and Ryan Bundy. How did that come down and you weren't on that ride going to John Day?
I was sick.
You were sick, okay.
I was in bed sick.
Jason, what was your opinion on?
Go ahead, Chris. Say it again.
I must have been on a delay here. I didn't mean to walk on you.
Here's the long and the short of your question. I'll answer it in a different way. It was known to me and verbalized to many others. Mark McConnell is not the dude. He's them. Mark McConnell is them. I don't care what you say. Mark McConnell is them. Everybody talks about feds, informants. Well, it's a drop in the bucket. You got people on the ground that can identify feds, but you still can't convince anybody. That's okay, because humans are humans. But if I wouldn't have been sick, Mark McConnell doesn't go on that. He's on four flats. Like, if I would have been in that morning meeting and found out, oh, yeah, here we go, Mark McConnell, you know, I would have been quietly afterwards saying, that's not going to happen, just so you know. That's never going to happen.
Mark McConnell was the plant, right?
Say that again, Chris.
He was the plant, right?
Yes.
And Mark McConnell was one of the plants, right?
He kind of exterminated Mark. But he wouldn't have had enough tires to make the trip. He's, when you know what you know, but you can't convince anybody of what you know. Does that make me radical?
Yeah.
What, have I bought him tires? Probably. Right? But there's no way I'm going to let a guy who I know for a fact is the guy that's setting everything, you know, he's just not a trustworthy guy. I knew it, and I verbalized it. I'm not going to tell you who I verbalized it to, but they know, and if they ever listen to this, they're going to know that they know. And they can corroborate it or not if they want to. But it happens. What happens, Maggie, is it's not an orchestrated, everybody knows everybody government event. It's a liberty event. So you dance with the one that came. You dance with who came. Good, bad, or indifferent, whoever showed up on the dirt, that's who you get to dance with. They're not all good and they're not all bad, but you got to dance with what you got you there. And when the problem is everybody who has no idea who feds are starts shouting about everybody who's a fed, and most of them are wrong. And I'm a drop in the bucket, right? I can just tell you, and I know people who know. And maybe one day they'll tell you as well, I have a pretty good track record of sniffing them out. They were all known. Not all of them. There was two that weren't known. But they were all known. Like people say, you had a federal informant leading your fire drill. I'm like, absolutely. That was a tactical decision. I made the tactical decision. Let the Fed lead. We haven't had a firing drill on the dirt since we've been here. There's no reason for it. It's a sit-in. But if this freaking federal informant wants to lead a shooting drill, let him and record the drill. That's my decision. I made that decision. It's a tactical decision that plays out in court for good reason. It got men acquitted. That's why they
were... Yes, I'm sure the damn... Glad you did that.
Well, you know, the thing is, Jason and Chris, what you may or may not know, I think Chris knows a little bit of this, is that I was involved with the Sugar Pine Mine operation in Grants Pass, Oregon, and it was a 9-week operation trying to... Yeah, you were there too, with, trying to protect the gold miners. And Joseph Rice, who was the coordinator of Oath Keepers, was actually a paid informant. And at one point, one of the miners went into his house and said, I need to look up my bank account to find out if money's being donated for my legal cost.
Yeah. Joseph Rice is not a federal informant. Now, he talked to the feds. There's a difference between being a paid federal informant. Yeah, and being somebody who believes right. You talk to the
okay, well, this
FBI.
Is this is
Joseph
what
it, Rice was the second one. He was never the first one.
Okay, he was
he never was, and he never will be, in my opinion. He's not a really bad dude. He just makes poor choices, but that's part of his pedigree because he used to work for the man.
Well, not
and
only that, but
the man, you trust the man.
But Joseph Rice was he was with Blackwater, and after the Sugar Pine Mine operation, the gold miner actually said, "Can I have the code to be able to use your Wi-Fi?" And that's when the FBI came up over the gold miner's phone. And he goes, why do I have the FBI in on my phone through your Wi-Fi? And Joseph said, oh, they're renting a house right down the street for me. Don't worry about it. I'm helping them work out a deal for Blaine Cooper out of Arizona. So don't worry about it. But I found out later that the Department of Army had come into the Republican headquarters in Grants Pass, Oregon, looking for Joseph Rice because now he was investing in drone technology, and that Joseph Rice was actually, instead of being in Maurer with you guys, Jason, he was in McMinnville at the same museum called that where the Evergreen, the CIA, was based out of Evergreen there at the where the Spruce Goose, the Howard Hughes plane is there in that museum in McMinnville, Oregon. And the
Hold on. Joseph Rice I saw Joseph Rice 5 or 6 times in the duration of Malheur. He wasn't on the dirt in Malheur because I wouldn't want him there.
He was flying a drone. He was flying the drone that followed Lavoie. He was up in McMinnville with the CIA and the FBI. They were up there at the museum and the CIA headquarters. And he was flying the drone.
I would need proof of that.
We've got the evidence, Chris. I told you we do.
Blast it. It sounds like you have a website, so blast that evidence, right?
Right.
Let's get the www.whatisit.com. And if you have the evidence, then I'm going to expect to see that evidence blasted on www.republic, where Joseph Rice is Blackwater and the documented evidence of flying a drone.
Yeah,
this date is searchable. This is St. Patrick's Day. So we go to www.republicradio.com, and we're going to see this evidence that you talked about blasted on that website.
Jason, I think that Chris Brumbles might be able to say whether or not, Chris, did you actually witness with the rest of us Joseph Rice and his buddy walking through the staging area in Grants Pass wearing the Blackwater t-shirt? Do you remember that?
I only saw Joseph a couple times. I don't recall seeing him with a Blackwater t-shirt.
Yeah, he was wearing, there was probably about, yeah, there were 50.
That's not proof, Maggie. That's not proof. Flew a drone.
That's actually a really subtle joke. Like if I could get my hands on a Blackwater t-shirt, I'd have done the exact same thing.
I will too.
The guys that you're working against.
Okay.
I mean that's a standing man joke.
Yeah, but he admitted
you are dealing with these tactical dudes.
Yeah,
and then you go in just like, oh, you know what Blackwater is? Guess what? So do I.
Yeah, he admitted though. He admitted, Jason, that he had worked for Blackwater. He admitted it. Yeah.
Working for Blackwater is not a crime.
No, it's not.
No, but with some of what they are involved with and what they stand for.
Right, but that's a completely different animal, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Protected rights are a thing,
right?
And because you work for Blackwater doesn't mean that you're, you know, just they're not mutually exclusive.
Okay,
right?
So my question.
And by the way, they're not even called Blackwater anymore. They've changed their name.
No, they're called Academia. They're called Academia. So my only question, Chris, I have is that being that Joseph Rice was supposed to be up there in Harney County at the time that the murder took place, the assassination of Robert Lavoie Finnegan.
He wasn't supposed to be in Harney County.
He was.
It wasn't supposed to be in Harney County.
He wasn't?
No.
supposedly Shauna Cox told me that she was trying to contact him because he was supposed to provide security on the way to John Day.
Shauna Cox has told me a ton of stuff, and I only expect 5% of anything she says to actually come true, just so you know.
Okay.
And I spend a lot of time with Shauna Cox.
Okay.
But whenever she tells me something, I know that there's a 5% chance that that's going to come true.
Okay. So what other questions did you have, Chris? Or what did you want to share with us? You had a couple topics.
No, were y'all happy to see the 3%ers come in there? Because I think that they,
absolutely.
I think that maybe all of you would have got shot. I think you all would have got shot if they hadn't have showed up. But that's just my opinion. I wasn't there.
Listen, here's what I'll tell you. You know, I went in the refuge because at that particular point in the political time, they couldn't just Waco us, right? Now, today, they probably,
right.
Today, if we took over the refuge, they could just come in and murk us and everybody be like, okay. But at that point in time, they could not do that. Politically, it was politically unsavory, let's say. So we were safe as long as we were on the refuge, in my opinion. Now, there's guys who disagree with me, but the refuge was a constitutionally protected event. And it was it had been demonstrated. So you can't just go in and murk everybody. Now you can paint us the boogeyman and convince enough of the population that it's okay to take one of them out on the side of the highway in a routine traffic stop that has a dead man roadblock set up, which is also illegal, in a completely illegal Shanghai. And nobody will do anything because, well, they're the cops, right? They can do whatever they want. And everybody in the political spectrum knows that's okay, that the cops can kill whoever they want. Now, it didn't used to be that way because we had a Second Amendment, but you don't have a Second Amendment anymore. You're a rattlesnake that says, don't tread on me, but you have no fangs. And so they stomp all over you and they don't give a damn. Just so you know. I hate to be the one to tell everybody listening, I don't know how many of you are, but you're a fangless rattlesnake with a don't tread on me flag. They don't care. They know you won't do anything. And so do I, honestly. Like, I'm glad I wasn't with Lavoie, because it would have come out really differently. And everyone that was involved with it would be in prison if I'd have been with Lavoie. But good news, yeah. I wasn't with Lavoie. So we get to have another martyr that no one will do anything about, and the politicians get to talk about it, even though they won't talk about it in their, what's their new committee? The weaponization of government. And they haven't even said Lavoie's name one time. They won't talk to his widow. Like, you want to know where the weaponization of government is? Talk to Clive and Bundy and Lavoie's widow. And if you're not going to, shut the fuck up.
You can't say that on the radio. Yeah, so.
I mean, you're getting the law. It's like, honestly, Maggie pulled me out of retirement to do this show. I'm pruning blackberry bushes and fishing right now. And I'm doing this because it's St. Patrick's Day. And it's the day after my birthday. So, I give you my social security number right now.
No, knows it
and they don't care.
Happy birthday, Jason Patrick.
Please don't talk to me about constitutionally protected rights. That is a fantasy. That is fantasy land. You have God-given rights, and if you use them, you'll go to prison. I encourage you to use them as often as you can and embrace the circumstances.
So, Chris, what do you say about that, Chris?
I enjoy my granddaughter. Lavoie died. I've done everything I could do, right? Ashley Babbitt, they shot her on TV, on live TV. Ashley Babbitt got murked. No weapon. Nobody sees a weapon. Boom, 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 she's dead. Boom, boom, she's dead. Boom, bleeds out. You know, cops come up the stairs. And nobody cares. Nobody's going to, she's a,
you know,
she's
a strange
veteran. She's a veteran.
I was listening to her mother.
Veteran. I'm not a veteran. I'm just a dumb roofer from Georgia.
Okay, so Chris, what were you going to say about that?
I was listening to, what's strange about that is I was listening to Ashley Babbitt's mother speak the other day, and she said that 4 civilians got killed that day, but nobody hears about nobody but her daughter. I have not ever heard that before. Have y'all?
Yes, I have. Two of the civilians, they try, if you say civilians, two of the people that died, they tried to say were murdered by being hit with a fire extinguisher, and another law enforcement officer was trampled on. That's a lie. Two of the law enforcement officers.
No cops died that day. That's all a lie.
I know. Those two cops that died were seen actually walking throughout the Capitol Rotunda helping escort, and they went back to their desk and died of strokes and heart attacks after the J6 incident was over and done with. There was one man that was trampled.
There's only one that died that I know of. He was the next day, and he had several, I think one or two strokes. But
let me ask you this.
It had nothing to do with the J6.
Let's just cut to the chase for a minute, because, like, you know, I've been there, you know, I've been and I've done it. Okay, so here's my question, right? Because we're all liberty folks. We all believe in these rights and all this stuff. My question to the two of you, and it's a hypothetical question, because don't answer it because you'll go to prison. But how many people got to die? How many veterans got to be murdered trying to stand up for rights by the actual tyrants doing the murdering, and nothing happens before this mighty force of whoever gets a paycheck from these tyrants actually stands up in a real way to protect the country?
Wow. How do you answer
that, Chris? I don't know. I believe it's getting closer. I do believe it's getting closer. Unfortunately, people have, it has to affect them before they will stand up. And I guess enough people haven't felt enough pain yet. But I would like to, real quick, because we got 15 minutes left.
Well, let the tyrants. So here's the good news from that takeaway. And I just want to state it for everyone. The good news is a lot more people are going to die. Unfortunately, I'm just going to watch, right? Because I've been there where my friends die, where nobody cares. I watch Ashley Babbitt get murdered on TV. She's a veteran. I thought something would happen. And all there is this neat little committee that I have no faith in whatsoever. It's the Republican Committee for the Weaponization, but they won't even say his name. Like, remember that whole thing? Remember when the police station burned down? What was that dude's name? Remember the whole Say My Name campaign on the left?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so the left had, and that's terrible because you want to talk about rights? They knew who the tyrants were, and they took it to the tyrants, right? And said, hey, you can't just murder people in cold blood, right? But the good news is if it has to get worse, I can't think of much worse than this cowboy who's got grandkids. I see these grandkids on TikTok every day. I have a brand new granddaughter, brand new, 1 year old. It kills me every time I see her. It kills me every time I see her because that man has grandkids and they murdered him in cold blood and they won't even say his name at their weaponization of government committee. So we're on the radio. I'm going to calm down and fish and prune blackberry bushes, but and talk to you about it on the radio. But I'm going to talk about it hypothetically because all the rest is piss and vinegar. It's just not real anymore.
Yeah.
And that's,
I wear his name on my sleeve almost every day. So he has not forgotten in Oregon, and people are still angry about that.
So
we got to remember, we have a governor here that claims we're the enemy, and she outright bragged she was going to continue getting.
So there's this new committee. This new committee in Washington D.C. And if you're not emailing every single person on that committee saying "say his name, Lavoie Finicum," like, you know, if you want to do something, I know that nobody's going to take up arms, right? Let's just be honest. We're not going to do it, right? We've got too much to risk.
I would
to take up arms. So at least email the guys on this new committee and be like, hey, listen, say his name, Lavoie Finicum. Get his widow. If you guys are not going to talk to Jeanette Finicum and Shalise Finicum and his girls about him, then just pack your committee up and go home. I don't even want to hear your committee on the TV anymore, because you're lying to yourselves and the American people for show, for votes. You're pandering. That committee is pandering. They're not going to do anything. I promise you.
No, that's a pretty good bet. I'd like to see one person, just one of these government members go to jail.
Do nothing, and when they do nothing but pander for votes, what are you going to do about it?
It's a dilemma. All they care about is getting themselves reelected again. They don't care about the American people. They don't care about our natural God-given rights. They don't care about the Constitution. They turn the whole thing in like it's some kind of a joke.
Yeah, so, and the question, you want to know what LaVoy was going to do about it? He was going to say no thank you. Yeah, listen, you can find me on YouTube somewhere. I don't even know where anymore. And he says, well, you know what you do? You say no thank you. You just say no thank you. You just stop. Just stop doing it. Stop letting them.
I believe that we have.
Stop. Just no. The answer is no. Thank you, and mean it, and mean it, and let them just, and I hate even being on the radio, because I'm like, all I did was pop my head up, waiting to get sniped off, right? Now I'm a threat to national security because I talked to Maggie Rose and you about the Constitution again. Well, that just puts a target on the back of my head. They can shoot me with impunity because I'm a terrorist these days, right? It even says so on government paper.
What do you say to that, Chris?
And nobody cares.
I don't know what to say about that, but what I'm telling everybody is we can take our country back. We just have.
What was that, Chris?
We can take our country back. We have to do it at the local level. I've been working on my county for years and years, and we.
There you go.
That's why we have a red county right next to Multnomah County. But it's going to take everybody taking it back from the bottom up. We got. Don't even think about those guys in Washington. They don't matter. They do nothing except for frickin' plunder us. But if we got to take it back from the ground up.
Yeah, local is very important. You need to get your You have a so in your local. What party are you in locally?
I'm in Columbia County. Right next, west of Portland.
What party affiliation? What political party affiliation are you? If you don't mind my asking.
American. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm in the Constitution Party, but I don't care about parties. I help the Republicans when they do the right things.
But what I'm saying is, when you get politically active, which organization do you get politically active through? Because honestly, here's what I'm going to tell you: like the in the Republican Party, it's broken into precincts, right? You have precinct committee chairman and precinct this and precinct that. Well, want to know what's really kind of cool and actually really really dangerous at the same time? That's broken up exactly the way a committee of safety should be broken up. And it is actually a committee of safety if it took its job seriously. The problem is that it doesn't.
Exactly. And that is the one thing that Gary Hunt was trying to teach
get
people.
Involved locally. Do the things that made this country great in the first place. Get a committee of safety and let that committee of safety organize and decide what's best for it, despite politicians that don't give a shit about citizens and only want to profit from them. And then when they do wrong stuff, go there and say, nope.
Well, Gary Hunt was even saying that. He was telling us we need to get back to the committees of safety. He told me that over. He told me that over and over again. He said, we have to get back to the committees of safety. And 107, who's a personal friend of mine, has said that both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party across the entire country are both captured operations.
But let me give you a warning, because I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm not going to do that. And here's why. They will kill you. If you want to know what the virus is that they were talking about, that is the virus. And if you begin to do that, they will kill you, just so you know.
Trying to do a committee of safety?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's what I know. You guys
have one. They're not going to allow you to do that.
What, Chris?
They're not going to allow you to do that. But what I've been working on is county sheriff, getting the right people in the court, in the commissioner's office.
It's actually the founding of the country.
Okay, so Chris, what were you saying to that?
Oh, I said he's right. They're not going to let you do a committee of safety. It's a waste of time. I think you got to get your sheriff on board. You got to train him. You got to take over the school boards. You got to take it from the bottom up. I think that's the only thing that's going to work.
Your sheriff should be the head of your committee of safety.
Well, Jason, I want to thank you so much for coming up on the show, and very much I appreciate you being here. We'll have to bring you on another time. Thank you.
Dialogue. It was great to come out and talk about it.
Yes, thank you so much. We'll be in touch. And Chris, do you have one last
thing
you'd like to say before we hang up? Because I know you'll be back with me next Friday.
I'm just want to tell people the government's lying to you. They're actually committing crimes. The media's lying to you. Quit listening. Get off the media. Get your kids out of these government schools, and let's take our country back from the bottom up.
Thank you. Liberty.
That's the website again.
Okay. www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, www.republicanbroadcasting.org. All right, appreciate it, Maggie.
Thank you, Jason.
All right.
Chris, I want to thank you so much, too, for coming up. And, Chris, I'm hoping you're going to be able to be with us again next Friday and go over that list of things that we were going to talk about.
Okay.
Is that possible? We can do that?
Yeah, let me look at my calendar. I will talk to you in the next day or two.
Okay, now I want to let you know.
I think so. I don't think I got anything going on next Friday, so I think it'll. But let me make sure.
Okay. Also, I will be available on Monday's show if you want to come on Monday. And they're actually asking me would I consider doing Sundays, a 2-hour show Sunday afternoons. That might be something you might want to consider also.
Sundays are tough, but I will talk about it.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Folks, that's Chris Brumbles.
God bless everybody. And you know what? I do believe that as long as there's people that believe in the Constitution, that the Constitution does still exist. We just got to stand up for it.
I agree. So, Chris, this is Chris Brumbles with Oregon Firearms Federation. And, Chris, you want to give out that website, please?
OregonFirearms.org. You go there and at least sign up for our free alerts and be informed. If you can afford to donate money to help fight 114, we'd appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, Chris. And he's talking, folks. Chris Brumbles is talking about he and Kevin are fighting Measure 114, which is the illegal gun measure that they're doing here in the state of Oregon. So if you could please dip in your pockets and donate to the Oregon Firearms Federation to help it. The cost is going to be in the tens of thousands of dollars because they're saying across this country, if this 114 is in place,
and Maggie, tens of thousands of dollars didn't even get us through the first week.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be millions of dollars.
Millions by the time all is said and done. Thank you, folks.
More likely.
Thank you, Chris. Folks, this is Maggie Rose on the Edge of Darkness. I will be with you on Monday, same time, same channel. God bless you all. Good night. Human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love. Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to a wall, there is no hope to speak out in the wounded skies above. Say it's mine. Too late, then maybe we should all be praying for time.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
This is wonderful thing. It's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.